Set for Success with Richard Lannan on 680 CJOB.
Hello, it's Richard Lannan here for Set for Success. I don't know about you, but I'm hoping that you are set for success in all the things that you do. Now, this is where we discuss what it takes to be successful in business, career, and life, and often from different perspectives with business leaders and professionals who dare to join me. I know, I just had to say that, dare to join me. Since we chat about business, I wanted to mention something interesting happening in Winnipeg from an organization called CAFE. Now, if you don't know what CAFE is, it stands for Canadian Association of Family Enterprises. I got an email this week from CAFE that talked about the CAFE Manitoba celebrating 25 years. 25 years, can you imagine that? And they are hosting a Family Enterprise of the Year Awards on Thursday, March the 17th in 2016. At the Inn at the Forks. Now, the purpose of this national program is to recognize and celebrate and promote the achievement of Canadian family businesses and the consideration and the contribution they make to both the local communities and our national economy. If you think about it, just for a moment, the family enterprise is the backbone of the Canadian economy. So I think it's something that is good to mention. Now, that's CAFE. And if you Google CAFE Manitoba or you send an email to info@cafemanitoba.ca, you can find out more information. On an interesting topic or related to that, every business leader I've ever spoke with, you know, they often want to chat about or on the program about the business problems they have and the challenges and the opportunities that they're seeking. But mostly they are looking for solutions. And you know what? They're looking for solutions, I guess, from you, the listeners, to provide them, and from their employees to come up with them. Now, this opens up a very interesting topic. Could you imagine having a team of people working on solving your problems, your business problems, and finding opportunities for you? A group of people whose purpose is to define problems, come up with solutions, help implement them, and then measure the success to ensure that they actually get the results that you want. You know what? I actually think there is a profession or such a profession that exists, and it's grown out a very interesting world, and we're going to talk a bit about that today. And it's really the profession of business analysis or the business analyst, because that's when they come on the screen or on the scene, I should say. So that's what we're going to talk about today with our guest, Kevin Haynes, president of the IIBA Manitoba. Now, IIBA stands for International Institute of Business Analysis, and Julia Corvino, Vice President of Member Events of the IIBA, International Institute of Business Analysis. I think she just winked at me when I said her last name. I'm pretty sure about that. You know, we wanted to make sure it was all okay. So let me tell you a little bit about Kevin. Kevin is passionate about technology and using technology to enable business. Now, he's been doing this for about 16 years as a business analyst in a variety of different industries. He's presently a principal consultant at Online Business Systems. And he, in his career, he basically mentors and he leads teams to improve process and technology to achieve the business goals. I was actually checking out some information on him. This guy's like an educated guy, philosophy, psychology, finance, master's in information systems from the Asper School of Business. And he's got all sorts of certificates in risk and organizational change management. And he's a Prince II practitioner. Oh my gosh, I'm going to take a bow to him. I bow to you, Kevin. Really good stuff.
Too kind.
Too kind. Julia, on the other hand, she's a results-oriented leader. And from the first time I met her, I said, yep, she is a results-oriented leader. I would put it that way. She's part of the whole business analyst community also. Now, she has over 10 years of experience in IT as a business analyst across a number of significantly different projects and industries. And we're going to hope to explore a few of those industries and projects today. Now, her current role is that of a senior business analyst at the Northwest Company. So these are two Winnipeggers, two Manitobans who have been very much involved in the profession of business analysis. And it'll be interesting to find out where and how they got started. Julia, Kevin, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you, Richard.
Yeah, so why don't we start out with a basic question I'd like to ask, and just to start everything off, is to find out a little bit more about yourselves, and especially since in the intro, I was talking a bit about the work that you guys have done. So, Kevin, maybe we'll start with you, and then we'll go over to Julie. What are some of the companies that you've worked with? Hey, better yet, what are some of the companies you've worked with together at different times? Because I bet you guys have crossed over a lot of times.
Yeah, and Winnipeg is a very small city, so my history started back at NIGARD. I started around 99, and I spent a lot of time there working through retail problems. One of the challenges I had was to implement a data warehouse to analyze sales From there, I moved over to Sand Stores, which was another retail company. Luckily, in Winnipeg, there are some great retail chains with great business problems that need our help. After working at Sand Stores, I spent some time and I ended up working for a forestry company, and I got to work in the area of geomatics. So that was a change of industries for me, but it was a very natural change. It turned out that a lot of the skills that I had learned and developed were very applicable to another industry.
Yeah. Julie, do you find it sort of the same way? Now, what's a bit of your background in terms of the industries you've been involved in?
Yeah, so I also started at NIGARD. Seems to be a good stepping stone into the IT industry in Winnipeg. I started there in 2006 working as a BA/PM. And some of the projects I got to be involved in was on the HR side. I worked on a time and attendance system, helping to gather requirements and design that, as well as a new bonus automation. So a lot of the processes they were using were spreadsheets and manual entry. And so I helped to really automate that entire how bonuses get paid out to the employees.
Okay, now is it very common that for business analysts to mostly work in the IT field, or do you see that across other industries? I mean, I want to ask that question first because it sounds to me like you both have sort of anchored in the IT world.
Yeah, so I started off because I liked computers and I saw the kind of merging of IT computers and the business side being really exciting for me. But over my work with the IIBA, we've actually had a lot of members that aren't coming from IT, that are in other industries as well. So I think you can exist.
Okay, so you know what we'll do? We'll take a short break, and when we come back, we'll explore what the IIBA is all about and what a business analyst is all about. This is Richard Lannan. We'll be right back.
Set for success.
Hi, it's Richard Lannan back, and we are talking about business analysis today. Yep, business analysis and what a business analyst is with our guest, Kevin Haynes, who is the president of the IIBA, and the vice president we have here is Julia Corvino. And Julia, did I get the last name correct?
You sure did, Richard.
Oh,
thanks.
I am so grateful because you know what? We were talking earlier and I say I sometimes butcher names and I get so embarrassed, but then, you know, I got to apologize all the way through. So I'm very happy I got something right. Just before we went on break, Julie was talking a bit about her career and some of the stuff and she's been doing and her interests in terms of being involved in IT and then becoming a BA and those kind of things. But I think the first thing we need to do is maybe one of you, Kevin or Julia, or both of you. What is a business analyst? What is business analysis and what is business analyst? How's that? There's two questions for you. So talk.
So that's a very good question. And the IIBA has defined it and has actually redefined it, but it's really being an agent of change and to make sure that you're delivering business value. So when we see a problem or an issue, we try to take a look at it from a business perspective. And often we'll use technology, but we don't always. So there are times where we would look at a process. We may look at redefining the way activities happen, the sequence, remove activities that aren't required. Lean Six Sigma, for example, is really all about removing waste and reducing steps in the business that don't add value.
Yeah, so a business analyst can be involved in all of that stuff. So they could be leading that process or they could be part of actually figuring it all out or a mix of both.
So I think it really depends on the strength of the business analyst. A more senior analyst will often be involved throughout the entire series of events, from preparing and planning and actually working through steps of elicitation, documenting requirements, analyzing requirements, working through a solution with an architect or a designer or developer, and even working all the way through to some of the quality assurance steps, implementation, training, so really the full suite.
So you just hit it all. I think one of the things you might want to do is define some of those terms when we get a chance. But Julie, sorry, what were you going to say?
I was just going to say that the other key point of that is who are we delivering the value to? So really understanding your stakeholders and being able to get their engagement throughout the entire process. If we don't understand who those stakeholders are and understand their needs, that we're not going to be able to meet their needs through the solution. The other thing is, as a BA, to make sure that it's not about my own agenda and what I want to see coming out in the solution. Mm-hmm. I'm there to see what I can do to help for the users. How can I document that in a way that makes sense to the business? And in that And that's my goal, I guess.
Yeah, and you know, that objectivity is so important. I mean, I think that probably comes out through questioning or mm-hmm. the way you lead things. One of the very interesting things that Kevin said, and both of you can speak on this, you said you're an agent of change. I mean, change, that's a word that scares people. I mean, I know we say you're supposed to change and change all the time, but really people like doing their work the way they do their work. And yep. and by your definition, it sounds like business analysts could scare the bejeevers out of people.
No, and it's all about our approach, I think. I think we do scare people, but if we come at it with the right approach and with some humor in it, we'd go a long way to helping them get used to that change.
Right. And I'd say the role of the business analyst is really to adapt and to embrace change. And then hopefully when we can show a positive attitude and we can bring that to the workplace and have confidence in the solution and the change, that we can bring people with us. But another thing that's really important is really to have champions. And so if we look at org change management, for example, which is really a growing area, that there are a lot of elements there that really have to do with embracing change, understanding readiness for change, assessment of environments, and really working on communication and what's in it for me to help bring people along.
Bring people along. Now, you sort of abbreviated that a bit. It was organizational change management, and that's right. That is a growing area. We're seeing a lot more.
Yeah, it's huge.
Why is that particular area growing a lot right now? And the business, and make the connection with the BA being involved in it.
Yeah, I think people have realized that technology and systems, if they don't come with the right people and the understanding of how to use them, that the project will not be successful. So it's having the users, the power users involved throughout the entire project and having them become champions before, during, and after implementation of the project.
I love the language of the business analyst world: users, champions, stakeholders. I mean, they're such great words that often need to be defined. And I don't know if the everyday person working with an organization understands some of those things. So what can you do to help sort of educate people a bit more? I guess the people you serve, which in this case the users, you know, what can you do to actually help them along in understanding some of the terminology or the ways you do things?
Well, I think what's really important is to be able to relate to whoever you're working with on their level and to really understand their perspective. And really, as a business analyst, that's one of the key skills that we have, is to really understand their perspective. So when it comes to eliciting requirements, to really be in their shoes and understand where they're coming from. So for example, a stakeholder, which is, you know, a bit of a lofty term, but it really has to do with everyone that's involved and impacted. So there might be some people that are directly impacted. There may be some people that are indirectly impacted too. So when we consider stakeholders, we're considering all of the people that are involved that are impacted by a change or a solution or a system. And that can include the government or compliance or people that seem not to be impacted, but they may be.
Yeah, often stakeholders are internal and external. Sorry, Julia, you're going to say something about stakeholders.
I was just going to say, through our questions, we're also able to get what terminology they use in their everyday lives out. So that's another way that we can gain consensus on the words we use. If the things we are saying aren't making sense to them, then we just need to ask questions in a different way and get that information.
Now, there's another question I want to ask you is about the word systems. You know, I think the word systems is often misunderstood. What is a system?
So I think that's a very good point. So a system is not necessarily information system or technology system, but it's a way of getting things done. So a system may involve a number of procedures or steps that involve interactions with systems. In some cases, there may not be a technology system involved. It's just the way that things are done. So if you have a system or a process that involves paper or moving paper, that can often be replaced by more efficient means, which is what people, I think, typically think of when they think of a system.
Yeah. I'm always concerned when they hear the word system that people, first thing they think of is a computer. And they think about their computer on their desk. And we have such a diversified workforce today with like four generations still working, not necessarily at every organization. But, I mean, that becomes one of those other words that can be, you know, quite scary
right.
for people.
Right.
That's my thought anyway.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's lots of different things that are going on in terms of a career-wise. Business analyst, I mean, it's fairly young, isn't it? How long has today's business analyst been around?
Well, the IABA has been around since 2004,
okay.
and we are actually one of the first chapters. We've been around since 2006.
Okay.
And so when I started my career, the role of business analyst wasn't really well known.
Okay. You know what? We're going to take a short break, and when we come back into one of our next segments, we'll talk about the role of the business analyst and explore it a bit more. This is Richard Lannan. We'll be right back. Hi, it's Richard Lannan here for Set for Success, where we basically discuss what it takes to be successful in business, career, and life. I got some exciting news coming up, and the exciting news is this. I finally finished my book. Yes, Set for Success, A Roadmap to Transform Your Business is done. And I'm going to have a book launch on Tuesday, March the 15th, 2016 at McNally's Robinson's. I just went blank on my own little announcement here. That's something indeed. So listen, if you can join me on that date on Tuesday, March the 15th from 7 to 9 p.m., I'd appreciate it very much. It's Set for Success, A Roadmap to Transform Your Business. We're going to be back just shortly with our guests, where we're going to continue our conversation on business analysis. This is Richard Lannan. We'll be right back.
News on 680 CJOB.
Hello and welcome back. Today we're talking about business analysis and the business analyst with my guest, Kevin Haynes, who is the president of IIBA Manitoba, and Julia Corvino, who is the Vice President of Member Events for the IIBA, the International Institute of Business Analysis. Now, the question I have for you this time around is this is great. You know, just before break, Kevin, you were talking about, well, the IIBA has been around since 2004, and I'll even owe up to this one. I remember the Business Analysis Association of Australia, and no other association existed prior to that, so I'm a little old school, you know, a little gray, lost my hair. Those kind of things. But we were talking a bit during the break about the career. You know, like, how did you become business analyst? Did you, like, show up at work one day or did you decide to be a business analyst? Like, how did you guys become a business analyst? Like, yeah.
Well, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
Sorry, I was going to say, when I started at NIGARD, there was no terminology for it at that point. That's how new it was at that company. And I kind of realized, here's the things that I'm doing. And then there was one manager that was hired that kind of gave us the, are you a PM, are you a BA question?
Okay.
And so we had to do a bit of self-analysis and figure out which path did we want to take.
So it was a career path choice. Now, just for our listeners, PM stands for project manager and BA stands for business analyst.
Yeah,
okay,
no
go
worries.
Ahead, continue
yeah.
on.
So then taking that and just doing a little bit of research on what is this business analyst thing. And then all of the boxes started getting checked, right? Oh, I do this, I do this, I do this. I like to do this. And that's kind of where it took off for me, putting that name to it finally.
How about yourself, Kevin?
Well, I've said this before, but I consider that I've been a business analyst since I was very young. That the challenges of solving problems and really understanding the world around me, I've always had that interest. So when it came to technology and computers and my first Commodore 64 a while ago and running a bulletin board system out of my basement on a 300 baud modem, I've always had an interest. So So technology, I've always had a passion, but when it comes to understanding and solving problems, that's always been a passion
passion.
So this has really been a marriage of both of those passions, bringing business and technology together.
You know, I'm going to step in on this one too, because I cannot not say something. Hopefully double negative there. Hopefully it works out right. I started my career in 1987 as a research analyst, and the reality of it was I was a business analyst. And then years later, I ended up working for an oil and gas company, and we were called CSRs, client service representatives. Mm. We were business analysts. I mean, that's, you know, and so that's sort of the right. same type of path, right? I'll think a lot of people in this career just sort of walked into work one day and somebody said, you're a business analyst, and now you got that title.
Yes.
One of the other questions we were sort of throwing around is I mean, you're talking IT a lot, okay, and process and everything, but are business analysts, do they just work in the information technology field, or do they work in other industries and everything too, or other departments also?
So I would say in a lot of the companies that I spend time in these days, there's a real mix. So what someone calls a business analyst, someone else might call a systems analyst or a data analyst, or, you know, we have a lot of types of analysts. Larger companies, often the business analyst sits with the business, and they definitely are not as technical when they have a defined role such as a systems analyst or other types of analysts within that organization. So it really depends on how technical or how business savvy they are.
Okay. Julia, you were mentioning about career and you started checking boxes and everything. Do you find that there's a, for BAs or even Kevin, you can weigh in on this too, do you tend to sort of naturally be one or the other, or do you tend to be more of a blended type of mix?
For myself, I've gained the technology skills and terminology over the years, yes. But I have a lot of the soft skills that come with the business analyst role. Good communication skills, documentation skills, asking the right questions, that kind of thing, trying to get to the root of a problem. So I feel that over the years, I've become more confident in the actual terminology of the technical side and learning how those things fit together.
Yeah, yeah. And more from like the business person looking at it that way.
Exactly.
I often like to think in the BA world, there's a BBA and a TBA, right? And the business analyst and the technical business analyst. And you sort of maybe can go either
way. And you can put on different hats too, yes, at the same time.
Right.
Depending on the project, you will be wearing different hats at different times.
Now, if a business analyst, there must be some way to develop these skills, and we're here talking about the position or the role of BA, and I know you're from the IIBA, so let's talk a little bit about professional development. How does a business analyst actually go about developing their skills once they sort of figure out, hey, this is where I naturally fit?
So I'd say the number one thing would be attend our events. The IIBA offers many events throughout the year for members and non-members, networking events, chapter events where we have different speakers come in and do various topics that hopefully resonate with the business and with the BAs in our community. You can also check out our webinars. What else? That's the primary events that we hold throughout the year. And then you can also check out IIBA.org, where we have many resources for the community. Other webinars that aren't done by the local chapter, an ebook library, as well as tons of articles. So there's
There's all sorts of ways to do it. There's a wealth of information. Now, business analysts, I mean, there's a body of knowledge too. Tell me about the body of knowledge, because over the last 10 years, that's gone through quite the iterations.
Recently, we had a launch of the version 3 BA body of knowledge, the BABOK, and we actually brought Kevin Brennan out. He was in Winnipeg at the BA World event in the fall, and he was actually the person that was in charge of bringing all of the feedback from all of the members around the world. So that really is a body of knowledge from 6,000 or 7,000 contributions worldwide. We currently have 29,000 international members. We're in several countries, I believe 36 countries. We have 116 chapters. It's a very large organization, and we really, the IIBA is the gold star for business analysis.
It is at this point in time. I want to ask, go back to this whole BAPM thing again. What is the difference between a BA and a project manager?
Well, that's a good question.
And we only have 2 minutes.
I'll say the typical answer is that the project manager is in charge of managing resources and schedule, where the business analyst is more involved with eliciting and managing requirements and the solution.
Okay. Do you want to add to that?
Yeah, I was going to say sometimes this might be a fault, but sometimes we don't care how long it takes, right? We're not sitting there thinking about the budget and the time it takes. We want to get the problem solved for the business users, and
okay,
we want that proper solution. So that's kind of where the constraints come in from the PM.
Do you find that there's different levels of BA?
I would say there are. So I know I've run smaller projects where I played both roles of the business analyst and the project manager. And as we move into larger projects, I'm on a very large project right now where we have a program manager and 6 project managers and an army of business analysts and so on, where depending on the scope of the work, it really needs to be differentiated in the larger projects.
Okay, what about levels of, I'm sort of exploring maybe sort of some different levels of thinking of a business analyst. Do you think there's different levels of capabilities or thinking of the business analyst?
Sure. At times, we do have to think at a tactical level if the problem is, you know, a certain system is not working the right way. At other times, if it's more of a business problem, we'll think strategically and start asking kind of questions on what are your pain points, what are your future goals, and trying to get that information out. Yeah.
Trying to figure out what they're trying to achieve and why that's so important. We're going to take a short break. So this is Richard Lannan, and we'll be right back.
Now back to Set for Success with Richard Lannan on 680 CJOB.
Hello, and welcome back. You know what? If you're just tuning in, or hopefully you've been listening all along, we've been talking about business analysis and what a business analyst does. Now, I usually like to reserve this segment for what I call the Set for Success tips, the things you must do in your business, in your career, in your life to be successful. And often my guests come to the table and they have a couple of things that we like to share and everything, just ideas in which will actually help you improve in your area. So I'm going to open it up as either going to be Julia or Kevin. One of you jump in and give our listeners your first Set for Success tips.
Sure. So my number one tip would be to have confidence. Have confidence in yourself. Have confidence in your role in your organization as well as personally. And that is going to help just bring that personality across. And I really feel, yeah, even if you don't feel confident inside, if you project that, eventually it happens.
Now that opens up a very interesting question, okay? So how does somebody go about developing confidence?
Sure. So if you feel that, you're not a good public speaker, try and figure out, I guess, self-analyze what aren't you confident about and then work on those points. So if you need help with public speaking, attend networking events, just practice that in a safe setting, practice that at home. If you're doing a presentation, maybe even volunteer for a presentation, a short one at your work, and just practice.
Practice on developing those skills.
Exactly.
It's interesting you'd use the presentation one because most people probably when they hear the word business analyst, they think, somebody off sitting in the corner looking at data and trying to find patterns in that data. But a lot of business analysts do is facilitation skills. So that's a soft skill.
It's huge, yeah. And being out there in front of the people and gaining that trustworthiness.
Okay.
The other thing would be...
Let's make sure we integrate here, Kevin. You can go with the confidence facilitation thing.
This is part of the reason I think Julie and I get along so well together. I have very similar suggestions. So my number one, I was going to split into two sides, is the soft skills. So developing a good soft skills, being able to listen actively, to be able to build relationships.
Okay, let's just sort of step back a little bit because I know you guys, I can see it right now. You should see these people at the studio. They just want to just nail me with all of these tips and everything for you. But let's just take one at a time and break it down. So active listening is an interesting skill because can you develop active listening skills?
Absolutely. I believe that if you can listen to someone and you have active listening skills, you'll be able to elicit requirements better. So if you can hear something, often the words that are said, there's a deeper truth that underlies what's being said. So being able to pull that out and elicit what really is behind that is really...
So there's a deeper one here. Active listening skills make sure you have a better marriage.
Yes, true.
You can apply not only at work, but you can apply it in your personal life. There's actually some stats where we think at 400 to 600 words per minute, right? You ever read that? But we only speak at 100 words per minute. So often our minds will be in somewhere else when really we need to be focused and active listening. So it's an important skill, definitely to go with. Julia, give me another one.
Sure, yeah. So the next one is, as we mentioned, with 29,000 business analysts across the world for the IIBA, figure out what sets you apart from other people in your role.
Okay.
So no matter what role you are, what makes you different and be unique in that role.
Can a business analyst specialize? Like, can you have, we talk about soft skills and hard skills and everything, but can, as a BA, can you specialize in a certain area or field?
Oh, definitely, yeah. You can specialize on industry. You can specialize within a company, perhaps being more of a BI report analyst versus... Okay. Process analyst.
Initials.
Business intelligence report analyst.
We can, the interesting thing about when you become a SME, subject matter expert, so I had to throw one in too, right? You can just start speaking in acronyms and it's just like, what is that?
Yeah. Get good at acronyms if you want to be a BA.
Exactly, yeah.
And even that, business analyst. And usually with three letters, and we're only throwing out two-letter ones. Okay, so you talked about industry or cross industries. So I take it that's everything from construction to mining to oil and gas, agriculture,
fashion,
government, fashion insurance,
retail,
so
healthcare.
So you can specialize that way. And then you could probably specialize internally within that too. So if we take healthcare or fashion or what have you, maybe there's also, you know, that sort of inch wide, mile deep type thing in another area.
Depth and breadth is, it could go either way.
It could go either way.
And that's the exciting part about the career.
Yeah.
You're never bored, right? There's always something going on.
You know, and you've already mentioned that if you like information, it's a good way to go. Kevin, I don't want to leave you out. You were about to step in with another one, so I want to see what your other
So my second tip, the first tip being your soft skills. The second side, I'll say, are the more technical skills. I think it's very important that you understand, for example, from the BA body of knowledge, there are a number of techniques. So the more techniques you can put into your toolkit, the more effective you'll be to be able to bring out the right tool at the right time.
So I love tools and techniques. Okay, I'm actually, I know I've already mentioned my book, Set for Success, A Roadmap to Transform Your Business, coming out. But I got a second book planned, and it's a tool and technique book.
Excellent.
That's my sort of next thing. Anyway, sorry, I just couldn't help myself.
It's perfect.
But so we talk tools and techniques, so the hard side. Give me some examples of what we might be talking about.
Well, so for example, a use case, for example, there are best practices on how we would use a use case in terms of defining scope and how we interact and who the stakeholders are. But if you look at a more common, more modern technique, you might look at, say, personas, or you might look at business model canvas.
Yeah, which is interesting when you talk about personas. I love personas. I love avatars, too, right? So what used to be your peeps years ago became personas.
Yeah.
And now sometimes some professions or areas, they're your avatars,
right.
And we're talking about the same
thing.
Especially in marketing and stuff. So give us an example of a persona.
So a persona would be a type of person that would be using your tool or system. So you might want to say, you know, Kevin is a, you know, so old person that has this kind of
Kevin's a cute, handsome guy.
Yeah, right.
With a great smile.
Thank you. But if you can summarize the important elements of a person and embody them, you can really visualize them using your tool or product. So if you can visualize that, then you can more effectively reach out to them and really make sure that you hit what's important to them.
And using research to back that up.
Right.
Okay, so really getting, and so that's going right back to the need of what you referred earlier to as your stakeholders.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you're saying? Out of curiosity, and I don't know if I have a lot of time to do on this, but in any given project you've done, how many personas might you be dealing with? Is there like you have a half a dozen and that's roughly it? Or like what is it?
I think it would depend on how large of a project it is. So for example, a colleague of mine working in health, I believe they mapped up to 57 personas.
Wow. So that's quite a bit. You know, before we run out of time, if somebody wanted to get in touch with you, how would they go about doing that?
So I'd say the number one way is to email us. So you can reach me directly, Kevin Haynes, at president@winnipeg.iiba.org. And we also have an information mailbox, so that's info@winnipeg.iiba.org.
Yeah, and if you have any ideas for topics that you'd want to see at chapter events, or if you want any more information about the events themselves, I'm Julia Corvino, and I can be reached at vpmemberevents@winnipeg.iiba.org.
That's fantastic. This is Richard Lennon. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back. Hi, it's Richard Land for Set for Success, and what a show today. Now, we've been talking about business analysis and the business analyst, and I want to take this opportunity to thank my guest, Kevin Haynes, president of the IIBA Winnipeg, and Julia Corvino, the vice president of events member services for the IIBA Winnipeg. If I got any final thoughts at all, I would say that, you know what, it is a growth career. There's lots of opportunities to be a business analyst within our marketplace, and, you know, even globally. So it's not just to Winnipeg, but if you were looking for something somewhere else too. If you have any questions or anything, you can email me at richard@setforsuccess.ca. That's richard@setforsuccess.ca. Of course, I'd like to take this opportunity right now to thank you for listening. And as usual, you make it a great day.